This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
BetQL usually makes you a smarter better by giving you all the stats and numbers. But this week, they're starting a new contest called Giving Props. And each week, you have a chance to win $2,000. That's each and every week. It's independent. So if you completely strike out the first week of this contest, it's not going to put you in the hole next week. And just by entering, you have a chance to win $10,000. That means even if you are atrocious at picking player props, which some of you are, you still have a chance to win 10 grand. So if you want to sign up, it's betql.com/props to sign up. Again, that is betql.com/props to sign up. It does not take long. It's very easy. So why not? So Jenks, let's dive into some of these props that are listed for the first week, because what you do is BetQL lists 10 props and you pick over or under and each of these 10 props, and whoever gets the most right wins $2,000. So let's start with the first one. Joe Mixon of the Bengals, 91.5 rush yards. Do we like the over or the under?
Before I get to this, I want to say congratulations. Well done on just sneaking in a shot at people, our listeners, viewers who are bad at props. You're like, this is for props. Some of you are really bad at this. No names, just some of you guys.
Betting in general.
Some of you guys suck at betting, and you definitely suck at props. Now, here's our contest. Joe Mixon, I'm going under 91.5 rushing yards. He hasn't hit this in any of his last five games. The weather is going to be a factor. Cincinnati's going to be cold. Cincinnati could get some snow this weekend. And I know that when it snows, you think, oh, you're going to run the ball more. Yes, I get that. However, it's not easy to run the ball, especially in snow or snow flurries. And this is a high number. No, I'm going under here.
I think it's just an under for me just because the number is really high. And the reason it's at this level is because last time against Las Vegas, he had 30 attempts and 123 yards rushing, but he only averaged 4.1 yards per carry. And this was a bit of a blowout, 32-13. And with some of the sharp bettors I know leaning towards the Raiders in this one, I think we are going to see more of a passing offense when it comes to the Bengals. So I'll be leaning towards the under just because it's a high number. He hasn't hit this in any of his last five games. Next up, we've got Stephon Diggs, 6.5 receptions. He's hit this in 8 games this season, including last game in which he had a contract incentive. So do we see this happening again? Are you taking the over on Stephon Diggs' receptions?
I am. I know that incentive was out there, which is why he crushed that number. But when Josh Allen needs to go to someone, he goes to Stephon Diggs. This is their time of year. Now, the Patriots' pass defense is very good. So that's the one thing that makes me a little weary. But I just love Stephon Diggs. I think he's a baller. He's a guy that steps up in big moments. He'll be ready for this game. I'm going to go over. It's a little high. I'm going to go over, though.
Yeah, the guy who had Betty White on his cleats, you got to take the over, right? Like, those were the
absolutely
best cleats that I saw. Last time out, he had an unreal 14 targets. And in the last five games, he's had 13 or more targets, you know, when getting the ball. So I think Josh Allen likes throwing to him. And when it comes to the postseason, like, you rely on the guys that got you there. And Stephon Diggs has been a big part of their success. And speaking of guys who have led to a lot of success, Tom Brady, looking at his passing yards, 294.5. He's hit this in 4 of his last 6 games, including 363 against the Bills in week 14. So this week they're playing the Eagles. Do we like the over or the under?
Over. The Bucs are so much better at home. I'm going to keep saying this stat. They have scored 30 or more points in Tampa in 7 of their 8 games this season. That only game they didn't, that's that weird game where they were shut out by the Saints. Outside of that, they score a lot of points at home. That's a lot of opportunities for Tommy to get his yards in the air. I'm all over the over here.
Yeah, it's very, very, you know, tempting to look at an under here just because, you know, you see it's a high number, but I ain't going against Tom Brady and his pass yards. This guy leads the entire NFL in passing yards, 5,300 yards. So this is definitely a pass-first offense. And especially with questions of Leonard Fournette and his health, I think he is playing in this one. But still, I'll take an under or an over, excuse me, on Tom Brady pass yards. Debo Samuel, 36.5 rush yards. The question for Debo Samuel, is he going to run it? or is he going to catch it, or is he going to throw
right.
it? Like, he's such a Swiss Army knife. So this one's tough for me.
I'm going to go under. I do believe Kyle Shanahan's going to do whatever he can to get the ball in Deebo Samuel's hands. But for rushing yards, this seems a touch high for me. I think if you're going to bet on a Deebo Samuel prop, I need to look at his reception yardage total. I would probably hit the over there. But this is an under because for rushing, again, you said it. He's a jack-of-all-trades Swiss Army knife, but this seems high to me. I'm going under.
I think a lot of this depends on if Elijah Mitchell plays, the running back for the Niners, because Deebo Samuel has been a good threat in the run game, but a lot of it has hinged on who is hurt. And if they haven't had a Niner who was playing in the backfield, they use him. But if Elijah Mitchell plays, I definitely think the under is the play for Deebo Samuel. Next up, we've got Dak Prescott, the quarterback for the Cowboys, 2.5 passing touchdowns. Do we like the over or the under?
Under. I'm fading Dak Prescott. He's shown flashes, which sounds like something you say about a rookie quarterback. He had that incredible game against Washington. Outside of that, he has really struggled. Again, the Niners have the number 3 defense in the National Football League, and I think this is a touch inflated because he hit this in his last 3 games, as you mentioned, but I think I would go under here. It's easy to say, oh, Dak will get 3. I don't necessarily think so. I'm going under.
Yeah, and a lot of it is just a matter of where the ball, you know, is lined up. Because sometimes it's not even a knock on Dak Prescott. It's a matter of when they get in the red zone, are they handing the ball off to a running back, which I think they will, especially with a guy that's getting paid a lot of money like Zeke Elliott. And I think that he has kind of padded the stats against some bad teams. We talk about the Cowboys playing the NFC East. They have the easiest schedule in the NFL. So we have seen Dak hit this number in a lot of games against some really bad teams. That's not the case for the Niners, one of the better defenses in the NFL. Looking at Travis Kelce of the Chiefs, 87.5 receiving yards. He's hit this only one time in the last 6 games and just twice in the last 10 games, but they really put a beat down on the Steelers last time. Do we like the over or under?
I'm going under. I hate to fade Travis Kelce, but this just seems too high for me. And the Steelers defense, I think, can do enough of a job to neutralize Kelce. Kelce's going to get his. There's no question about that. But this is a lot, and I always think when you're looking at Chiefs props, this line against the Steelers, they're always a little bit inflated. I'm going to go under.
I feel like
I know,
can't.
It's a tough one.
I don't know. This is a tough one because especially going against Pittsburgh where I expect this offense to eat. But you're right. It's a high number. And he hasn't been hitting this mark. So I will take an under. Najee Harris, 77.5 rush yards. Speaking of Steelers, he's hit this in 2 of the last 3 games. I know I'm on the over because he had 93 last time out against the Chiefs. The run defense clocks in at the 7th worst, giving up 4.5 yards per carry to opposing running backs. Just gave up 110 yards to Melvin Gordon of the Broncos. So I will take the over. How about you?
I am going the over as well. I really love this play. If the Steelers are going to win this game, and they're not going to win this game, but if they're going to stay competitive, they've got to have Najee Harris have a good game. They should feed him. The worst thing the Steelers could do, especially because you can run on the Bucs and say, okay, Big Ben, we're putting it on your arm. Do not do that. Let Najee Harris eat up some clock. Let him eat on the ground. I think the over is the right play.
All right, the final prop of this BetQL giving props game that we have been referencing is Kyler Murray, his passing yards, 248.5. He's hit this in 4 of the last 5 games, and the only time he didn't get it, he was only 4 yards shy. So do we like Kyler Murray to go over or under 248.5 pass yards?
I'm going over. This is a chance for Kyler Murray to break out of that mini slump. Again, the Rams just signed Eric Weddle to come out of retirement to help out their secondary. That secondary is really banged up. And you heard Cliff Kingsbury saying he expects Kyler Murray to have a career game. Now, that's just sort of pontificating. But Kyler Murray in big spots throughout his career, even going back to high school, generally performs well in big-time situations. This is a chance for him to do that. This is a low number. I'm hitting the over.
All right, so apparently I skipped Cooper Kupp, who is very important and one of my favorite props on here. His is 115 receiving yards, which seems monstrously high. But, Jigs, I think I'm still taking the over.
I keep fading this guy. He keeps proving me wrong, so I'm with you. I'm going over as well. I think he'll probably get it.
Yeah, and if you look last time out against the Cardinals, he had 187 yards receiving. So in the playoffs, I think you'll lean on the guys that got you there. I think Matt Stafford, once again, will be leaning on Cooper Kupp. Again, if you want to play our free-to-enter game, go to betql.com/props. Sign up for your free chance to win $2,000 each and every week of the NFL postseason. A fun way to kind of play some of these props.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.